I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. I give honor to God. I give honor to my pastors, elders, leaders, and teachers. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm so grateful today to be able to come boldly unto the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I'm also grateful to be able to bring this sermon forth this evening. God is such a good God. He's bringing us to His Word these last days, perilous times, because He wants us to be successful. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And when we go into the world, we meet so many different people from broken homes and ethnic groups, some orphans, and we just don't seem that we would be successful unless we are the president of the United States. Well, Jesus had these same dilemmas. According to the scriptures, Jesus had to contend with priests. These priests had control over the temple. They were highly feared and revered and worshipped, and people paid tithes and offered sacrifices to them. So when Jesus came preaching the kingdom, people paid very close attention to what he would say to these Pharisee leaders who also had control of the communities. We will be coming from the scripture, St. Matthew 12 and 1, and it reads as thus. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungered and began to pluck the ears of the corn and to eat. Well, the dilemma with this particular scripture in Galilee was that Jesus plucked corn on the Sabbath day. It seemed that the Pharisees had set up rules that of human origin and, in fact, was based on tradition. And isn't that something? When we go into people's homes, it might not be our cousins, might not be our family members. They have rules and things that they are fervent about and tell us no and stop. Some of them have even become hostile in attitude and can't help themselves, even to the point of homelessness, because of what they feel is safe to guard themselves, or because they want to do what they want to do. They gave themselves over to the Catholic Church, to other churches, so that they don't have to listen to what thus saith the Lord. To be sure that we are Christians, we are to adhere closely as possible to the teachings of the scripture. We will be successful. When you approach a person who doesn't love the scripture or know the scripture or even like you being Christian, well, how do you respond? Well, if we're going to be like Christ, we must follow Christ's teachings very closely. We're going to continue to read Matthew 12 and 4, and it reads as thus, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye have known that this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. And isn't that what we do? We condemn people to what is comfortable for us. Well, we could want security so bad that we'll put up with gangsters, put up with drug dealers, put up with child abuse, because we want to be comfortable, because we don't feel like we should contend. And isn't that like when we have a child who is stubborn, who wants to contend with us all the time? We kind of give in to what they say because we don't feel like we want to argue. If we don't really love God and we really don't know the scriptures, how could we even raise the children as Christians? So it's very important that even people who are married as Christians pay attention and learn what the Bible says. It seems like it would take forever, but it's so powerful. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even divided even the soul and the spirit. It hurts when the Word of God is not understood and spoken. But it helps when the Word of God is understood and spoken. So Jesus came because he is the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So to be a Christian, we ought to adhere to closely as possible to the teaching of the scriptures. So how did the Lord Jesus deal with this particular problem? Eating on the Sabbath day, when the Pharisees saw him eating on the Sabbath day and not doing what they were supposed to do. How did Jesus respond? He pointed out how David entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread. David, who eventually became a great king and was very feared, when they heard the name David, that made them see what God is trying to tell them when Jesus quoted the scripture. And that made them turn away their anger and contention from Jesus. When people come to me and they want to set up their own rules because they want to go their own way, perhaps they want to go to a club, they want to drink or do drugs, and I just say, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. They may say, well, you're not a priest. Why would you say that? I say, well, because I'm Christian. It is taught that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And then if I go to the club and do drugs with you, I would be breaking God's law and my relationship with Christ. I have a relationship with Christ. So that helped them to relax, to know that you have a true relationship with Christ, with God, and you're not ashamed to say it. You're not ashamed of your relationship. You're not fearful about myths about Christians and horror stories. That you know that if you obey God in that particular situation and circumstance and stood for what you believe, that you stood on solid ground. Greater is he that is with you than he that is in the world. So justice and the Sabbath laws. So we see people who are Pharisees setting up their own laws in churches. They look biased. They come around, they laugh. He, 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 he. And you wonder, say, why they laugh. He, 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 he. It is simply because they have decided to make up their own rules because it seems more comfortable, because they don't want to be embarrassed about their sin, because they don't want to repent of their sin, because they're tired of doing it God's way. We can get tired of going to church if we don't feel the Word of God is piercing our hearts, if we don't feel that we truly believe in what we do. We can get tired of going to church. And that's what happened with the Pharisees. When they began to get tired of doing it God's way, they developed their own religion. And what happened? This angers God. When we don't do what God says, it makes him angry. It draws him away from our situation and our circumstance, from our inheritance. Justice and the Sabbath law. We put our trust in the Lord, and the Bible says like this: trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, he will direct thy paths. So every time you can get a Bible study together, every time you go online, Facebook, you access a Christian site and you read something particular to your situation, and you do what God says do, and you put your money on it as well, you can expect a miracle. you can expect a blessing. Every time you go to church on Sunday, you can expect a blessing. You can expect a miracle. The Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. We need Jesus because we need his power. We need his anointing. We need his blessing. We need his miracles. He is the mighty God. He's the great and mighty King, King of kings and Lord of lords. And we must declare today that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We must tell the orphans, you may feel that you have no supervision. You may feel that there's no one, no authority over you. No one cares about you. You may feel like you're drifting away, but we want to let you know that God is his word, and his word became flesh and dwelt among us. Greater is he that is with us than he that is in the world. The Bible says it like this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We can be rest assured that Jesus didn't set up his seat to take control over our community, to take control of our finances, to take control over our children, to teach our children the wrong things. But Christ set up his kingdom that we may be a part of his kingdom, that we may pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. So today we'd like to thank God in our conclusion for justice and the Sabbath day. In our conclusion, we thank God that we are not Pharisees. We would like to thank God for the neighborhoods and the missionary journeys that he brought us into difficult situations and even with hostile people. We can see and know that if we know the scripture, we pray before we wake up, we pray before we go to bed, we read our scripture, that when we have to answer a hard and difficult situation and we simply say what the word of God says, he will do all the piercing. He will break every shackle, every chain, every yoke that has been put upon the people. Even they may feel like they're going to hell, but once they hear the word of God and stay under the word of God, they'll find that there is victory in Jesus. And we ask God that he will add a blessing to the reading of his most holy word in this podcast. We'd like to thank you for listening to this podcast. We ask that you tune in. We ask that you read St. Matthew 12 chapter, the 1st through 14th verse. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We invite you to give, for it's more blessed to give than to receive. And you will receive a miracle if you believe the word. We thank you for your attention, and may God continue to bless you. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. I give honor to God. I give honor to my pastors, elders, leaders, and teachers. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm so grateful today to be able to come boldly unto the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I'm also grateful to be able to bring this sermon forth this evening. God is such a good God. He's bringing us to his word these last days, perilous times, because he wants us to be successful. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And when we go into the world, we meet so many different people from broken homes and ethnic groups, some orphans, and we just don't seem that we would be successful unless we are the president of the United States. Well, Jesus had these same dilemmas. According to the scriptures, Jesus had to contend with priests. These priests had control over the temple. They were highly feared and revered and worshipped, and people paid tithes and offered sacrifices to them. So when Jesus came preaching the kingdom, people paid very close attention to what he would say to these Pharisee leaders who also had control of the communities. We'll be coming from the scripture, St. Matthew 12 and 1, and it reads as thus. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungered and began to pluck the ears of the corn and to eat. Well, the dilemma with this particular scripture in Galilee was that Jesus plucked corn on the Sabbath day. It seemed that the Pharisees had set up rules that of human origin and, in fact, was based on tradition. And isn't that something? When we go into people's homes, it might not be our cousins, might not be our family members. They have rules and things that they are fervent about and tell us no and stop. Some of them have even become hostile in attitude and can't help themselves, even to the point of homelessness, because of what they feel is safe to guard themselves, or because they want to do what they want to do. They gave themselves over to the Catholic Church, to other churches, so that they don't have to listen to what thus saith the Lord. To be sure that we are Christians, we are to adhere closely as possible to the teachings of the scripture. We will be successful. When you approach a person who doesn't love the scripture or know the scripture or even like you being Christian, well, how do you respond? Well, if we're going to be like Christ, we must follow Christ's teachings very closely. We're going to continue to read Matthew 12 and 4, and it reads as thus. How he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye have known that this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. And isn't that what we do? We condemn people to what is comfortable for us. Well, we could want security so bad that we'll put up with gangsters, put up with drug dealers, put up with child abuse, because we want to be comfortable, because we don't feel like we should contend. And isn't that like when we have a child who is stubborn, who wants to contend with us all the time? We kind of give in to what they say because we don't feel like we want to argue. If we don't really love God and we really don't know the scriptures, how could we even raise the children as Christians? So it's very important that even people who are married as Christians pay attention and learn what the Bible says. It seems like it would take forever, but it's so powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing even the soul and the spirit. It hurts when the word of God is not understood and spoken, but it helps when the word of God is understood and spoken. So Jesus came because he is the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So to be a Christian, we ought to adhere to closely as possible to the teaching of the scriptures. So how did the Lord Jesus deal with this particular problem? Eating on the Sabbath day, when the Pharisees saw him eating on the Sabbath day and not doing what they were supposed to do, how did Jesus respond? He pointed out how David entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread. David, who eventually became a great king and was very feared, when they heard the name David, that made them see what God is trying to tell them when Jesus quoted the scripture. And that made them turn away their anger and contention from Jesus. When people come to me and they want to set up their own rules because they want to go their own way, perhaps they want to go to a club, they want to drink or do drugs, and I just say, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. They may say, well, you're not a priest. Why would you say that? I say, well, because I'm Christian, it is taught that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And then if I go to the club and do drugs with you, I would be breaking God's law and my relationship with Christ. I have a relationship with Christ. So that helped them to relax, to know that you have a true relationship with Christ, with God, and you're not ashamed to say it. You're not ashamed of your relationship. You're not fearful about myths about Christians and horror stories. That you know that if you obey God in that particular situation and circumstance and stood for what you believe, that you stood on solid ground. Greater is he that is with you than he that is in the world. So justice and the Sabbath laws. So we see people who are Pharisees setting up their own laws in churches. They look biased. They come around, they laugh. He, 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 he. And you wonder, say, why they laugh. He. It is simply because they have decided to make up their own rules because it seems more comfortable, because they don't want to be embarrassed about their sin, because they don't want to repent of their sin, because they're tired of doing it God's way. We can get tired of going to church if we don't feel the word of God is piercing our hearts, if we don't feel that we truly believe in what we do. We can get tired of going to church. And that's what happened with the Pharisees. When they began to get tired of doing it God's way, they developed their own religion. And what happened? This angers God. When we don't do what God says, it makes him angry. It draws him away from our situation and our circumstance, from our inheritance. Justice and the Sabbath law. We put our trust in the Lord, and the Bible says like this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, he will direct thy paths. So every time you can get a Bible study together, every time you go online, Facebook, you access a Christian site and you read something particular to your situation, and you do what God says do, and you put your money on it as well, you can expect a miracle. You can expect a blessing. Every time that you go to church on Sunday, you can expect a blessing. You can expect a miracle. The Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. We need Jesus because we need his power. We need his anointing. We need his blessing. We need his miracles. He is the mighty God. He's the great and mighty King, King of kings and Lord of lords. And we must declare today that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We must tell the orphans, you may feel that you have no supervision. You may feel that there's no one, no authority over you. No one cares about you. You may feel like you're drifting away. But we want to let you know that God is his word and his word became flesh and dwelt among us. Greater is he that is with us than he that is in the world. The Bible says it like this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We can be rest assured that Jesus didn't set up his seat to take control of our community, to take control of our finances, to take control over our children, to teach our children the wrong things. But Christ set up his kingdom that we may be a part of his kingdom, that we may pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So today, we like to thank God in our conclusion for justice and the Sabbath day. In our conclusion, we thank God that we are not Pharisees. We would like to thank God for the neighborhoods and the missionary journeys that he brought us into difficult situations, and even with hostile people. We can see and know that if we know the scripture, we pray before we wake up, we pray before we go to bed, we read our scripture, that when we have to answer a hard and difficult situation, and we simply say what the word of God says, he will do all the piercing. He will break every shackle and every chain, every yoke that has been put upon the people. Even they may feel like they're going to hell, but once they hear the word of God and stay under the word of God, they'll find that there is victory in Jesus. And we ask God that he will add a blessing to the reading of his most holy word in this podcast. We'd like to thank you for listening to this podcast. We ask that you tune in. We ask that you read St. Matthew 12 chapter, the 1st through 14th verse. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word. We invite you to give, for it's more blessed to give than to receive. And you will receive a miracle if you believe the word. We thank you for your attention, and may God continue to bless you. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. I give honor to God. I give honor to my pastors, elders, leaders, and teachers. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm so grateful today to be able to come boldly unto the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I'm also grateful to be able to bring this sermon forth this evening. God is such a good God. He's bringing us to his word these last days, perilous times, because he wants us to be successful. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And when we go into the world, we meet so many different people from broken homes and ethnic groups, some orphans, and we just don't seem that we would be successful unless we are the president of the United States. Well, Jesus had these same dilemmas. According to the scriptures, Jesus had to contend with priests. These priests had control over the temple. They were highly feared and revered and worshiped, and people paid tithes and offered sacrifices to them. So when Jesus came preaching the kingdom, people paid very close attention to what he would say to these Pharisee leaders who also had control of the communities. We will be coming from the scripture, St. Matthew 12:1, and it reads as thus. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungered and began to pluck the ears of the corn and to eat. Well, the dilemma with this particular scripture in Galilee was that Jesus plucked corn on the Sabbath day. It seemed that the Pharisees had set up rules that of human origin and in fact was based on tradition. And isn't that something? When we go into people's homes, it might not be our cousins, might not be our family members. They have rules and things that they are fervent about and tell us no and stop. Some of them have even become hostile in attitude and can't help themselves, even to the point of homelessness, because of what they feel is safe to guard themselves, or because they want to do what they want to do. They gave themselves over to the Catholic Church, to other churches, so that they don't have to listen to what thus saith the Lord. To be sure that we are Christians, we are to adhere closely as possible to the teachings of the scripture. We will be successful. When you approach a person who doesn't love the scripture or know the scripture or even like you being Christian, well, how do you respond? Well, if we're going to be like Christ, we must follow Christ's teachings very closely. We're going to continue to read Matthew 12 and 4, and it reads as thus: how he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye have known that this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. And isn't that what we do? We condemn people to what is comfortable for us. Well, we could want security so bad that we'll put up with gangsters, put up with drug dealers, put up with child abuse, because we want to be comfortable, because we don't feel like we should contend. And isn't that like when we have a child who is stubborn, who wants to contend with us all the time? We kind of give in to what they say because we don't feel like we want to argue. If we don't really love God and we really don't know the scriptures, how could we even raise the children as Christians? So it's very important that even people who are married as Christians pay attention and learn what the Bible says. It seems like it would take forever, but it's so powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even divided even the soul and the spirit. It hurts when the word of God is not understood and spoken, but it helps when the word of God is understood and spoken. So Jesus came because he is the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So to be a Christian, we are to adhere to closely as possible to the teaching of the scriptures. So how did the Lord Jesus deal with this particular problem? Eating on the Sabbath day, when the Pharisees saw him eating on the Sabbath day and not doing what they were supposed to do, how did Jesus respond? He pointed out how David entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread. David, who eventually became a great king and was very feared, when they heard the name David, that made them see what God is trying to tell them when Jesus quoted the scripture. And that made them turn away their anger and contention from Jesus. When people come to me and they want to set up their own rules because they want to go their own way, perhaps they want to go to a club, they want to drink or do drugs, and I just say, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. They may say, well, you're not a priest. Why would you say that? I say, well, because I'm Christian It is taught that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and then if I go to the club and do drugs with you, I would be breaking God's law and my relationship with Christ. I have a relationship with Christ. So that helped them to relax, to know that you have a true relationship with Christ, with God, and you're not ashamed to say it. You're not ashamed of your relationship. You're not fearful about myths about Christians and horror stories. That you know that if you obey God in that particular situation and circumstance and stood for what you believe, that you stood on solid ground. Greater is he that is with you than he that is in the world. So justice and the Sabbath laws. So we see people who are Pharisees setting up their own laws in churches. They look biased. They come around, they laugh. He, 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 he. And you wonder, say, why they laugh. He, 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 he. It is simply because they have decided to make up their own rules because it seems more comfortable, because they don't want to be embarrassed about their sin, because they don't want to repent of their sin, because they're tired of doing it God's way. We can get tired of going to church if we don't feel the word of God is piercing our hearts, if we don't feel that we truly believe in what we do. We can get tired of going to church. And that's what happened with the Pharisees. When they began to get tired of doing it God's way, they developed their own religion. And what happened? This angers God. When we don't do what God says, it makes him angry. It draws him away from our situation and our circumstance, from our inheritance. Justice and the Sabbath law. We put our trust in the Lord, and the Bible says like this: trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, he will direct thy paths. So every time you can get a Bible study together, every time you go online, Facebook, you access a Christian site and you read something particular to your situation, and you do what God says do, and you put your money on it as well, you can expect a miracle. You can expect a blessing. Every time you go to church on Sunday, you can expect a blessing. You can expect a miracle. The Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. We need Jesus because we need his power. We need his anointing. We need his blessing. We need his miracles. He is the mighty God. He is the great and mighty King, King of kings and Lord of lords. And we must declare today that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We must tell the orphans, you may feel that you have no supervision. You may feel that there's no one, no authority over you. No one cares about you. You may feel like you're drifting away, but we want to let you know that God is his word, and his word became flesh and dwelt among us. Greater is he that is with us than he that is in the world. The Bible says it like this: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We can be rest assured that Jesus didn't set up his seat to take control over our community, to take control of our finances, to take control over our children, to teach our children the wrong things. But Christ set up his kingdom that we may be a part of his kingdom, that we may pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So today, we'd like to thank God in our conclusion for justice and the Sabbath day. In our conclusion, we thank God that we are not Pharisees. We would like to thank God for the neighborhoods and the missionary journeys that He brought us into difficult situations and even with hostile people. We can see and know that if we know the scripture, we pray before we wake up, we pray before we go to bed, we read our scripture, that when we have to answer a hard and difficult situation and we simply say what the word of God says, He will do all the piercing. He will break every shackle and every chain, every yoke that has been put upon the people. Even they may feel like they're going to hell, but once they hear the word of God and stay under the word of God, they'll find that there is victory in Jesus. And we ask God that He will add a blessing to the reading of His most holy word in this podcast. We'd like to thank you for listening to this podcast. We ask that you tune in. We ask that you read St. Matthew 12 chapter, the 1st through 14th verse. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. We invite you to give, for it's more blessed to give than to receive. And you will receive a miracle if you believe the word. We thank you for your attention, and may God continue to bless you.